Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. You know that feeling when you trip and faceplant? You're instantly covered in embarrassment, maybe a little pain, and your brain just screams, "Are you kidding me?" That's life sometimes, folks. We stumble, we fall, we get knocked down. But what separates the people who bounce back from those who stay flat on their faces? It's resilience, that inner strength to pick ourselves up and keep moving forward, even when things get tough. And guess what? You don't have to be some superhero to build resilience. Today, we're diving into a powerful tool. Self-compassion. No more beating yourself up. It's time to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend who just went through a rough patch. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build resilience through self-compassion. First things first, recognize those negative thoughts. Ever notice how your inner critic loves to throw shade? You messed up again, it whispers. You're not good enough. We all have that voice, but we don't have to listen to it like a gospel truth. Awareness is key. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, pause and acknowledge those thoughts without judgment. It's like saying, "Hey, I see you there, negativity, but I'm not buying your whole story." Second up, treat yourself with kindness. Think of a friend going through a tough time. How would you talk to them? You wouldn't berate them or tell them they're pathetic, right? You'd offer support and encouragement. Now, imagine talking to yourself that way. It sounds simple, but replacing harsh self-talk with gentle words can make a world of difference. Third, remember that everyone makes mistakes. Yeah, you heard me right. We're all human, and part of being human is messing up. Instead of dwelling on your failures, see them as learning opportunities. What can you take away from this experience? How can you grow stronger next time? Mistakes are not the end of the world. They're stepping stones on the path to success. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation guru overnight. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and your feelings. When you're grounded in the now, it's easier to manage stress and navigate challenging situations with more clarity and calm. Finally, remember that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. We've all got areas where we could use a little extra support. Whether it's talking to a therapist, joining a support group, or simply confiding in a trusted friend, there's no shame in reaching out for help when you need it. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been feeling overwhelmed with work and personal commitments. She's constantly battling self-doubt and putting immense pressure on herself to be perfect. Then, one day, she realizes that she's constantly criticizing herself for every little thing, missing deadlines, forgetting appointments, even just making a coffee mistake. It's exhausting. Sarah decides to try something different. She starts practicing self-compassion by acknowledging her struggles without judgment. She reminds herself that everyone makes mistakes and that it's okay to not be perfect. She treats herself with kindness, like she would treat a good friend going through a rough patch. Slowly but surely, Sarah notices a shift. The negative self-talk starts to subside, replaced by a sense of understanding and acceptance. She begins to focus on her strengths and accomplishments, rather than dwelling on her perceived failures. Sarah realizes that building resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about learning to navigate challenges with grace and self-awareness. Remember, folks, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps in the road, but by practicing self-compassion, you can develop the inner strength to overcome obstacles and thrive in the face of adversity. So go out there, treat yourself with kindness, and remember, you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to practice more self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression to Drive so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep moving forward with kindness and courage. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.